Mixed messages, that's what millions of Russians are getting from their government on COVID-19. It started last week with a presidential address from Vladimir Putin.
Сейчас крайне важно предотвратить угрозу быстрого распространения.
Putin announced that this week would be a holiday week with paid time off, but he did not mention social distancing or a quarantine. That was last week, as I said, and so much has changed since then. Moscow's mayor and the prime minister have called for social isolation. Still, until today, Putin remains silent. Now, Moscow is suddenly under quarantine. Reporter Charles Maines is in the city. I asked him if this quarantine order came as a surprise.
Well, I think it was. Putin, as you noted, addressed the nation last week, calling for a workless week that was to be paid by the government. The thing is that Putin, while he urged people to stay home, it was a far cry from a quarantine, and people seemed to take it that way. You know, there were people out in the parks over the weekend. There were a lot of people barbecuing because it was nice weather. And all this didn't please Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin. He said this was not the desired effect, and so he issued the quarantine. Now, what does that mean for now? It means Muscovites can only go out to supermarkets, to pharmacies, walk the dog, maybe take out the trash. And that's not if you're already under quarantine, which I am, because I arrived from a hotspot, the U.S., just a few weeks ago.
And how is that going to be enforced?
Well, they're saying right now that they will issue permits for some people, essential workers, to get around the city. They've also talked about these QR codes, essentially barcodes that'll be issued through the mayor's office, which would allow police to quickly check where you're registered, how you're getting around. So it's a way to sort of provide some social controls. And of course, there are issues there with surveillance.
So Vladimir Putin seemed to suggest that this wasn't a big deal in Russia. Did he have an about face on all this?
You know, it did. And even his speech just last week was calling for, again, this workless week. It seemed to a lot of people to be a questionable choice. Today, he took to the airways again. This time, he said, we've got to save lives. And he endorsed the quarantine. Now, the problem is that if you talk to medical professionals, there are a lot of concerns, of course, but underreporting of cases. Russia has now just 1,800 cases confirmed, 9 deaths. And a lot of people are certainly concerned that that reflects some kind of artificial lowballing.
Yeah, I mean, there was concern that that low number of cases, suddenly in the middle of it, there is a suspicious spike of pneumonia cases. So how much can we trust Russia's reported numbers?
The critics say that these numbers are low. There's questions about ineffective testing, also reclassifying these illnesses as something like pneumonia instead of COVID-19. I talked to a neurosurgeon in Moscow named Dr. Selovod Shurkhai. And he had concerns that even with the low statistics as is, Russia's already having problems being prepared.
According to the official position of the Moscow government and Russian government in general, we don't have any epidemic in Russia, but we already don't have any resources to prepare for it. So my question is, guys, what did you do for almost 2 months? Almost nothing at all.
Charles, you think other medical professionals would agree with him?
Well, we're hearing from some, primarily on state media. As I said, you know, if state media shows these well-equipped hospitals, Putin just last week, in fact, visited one in Moscow that looked nice. But on social media, it tells a different story. You know, there's shortages of masks, protective suits, ventilators, and the hospitals in the regions are certainly desperately underfunded compared to Moscow. So I think there's a real worry here that the entire healthcare system will be tested beyond what capacity as this virus unfolds.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow telling us about Russia's response to COVID-19. Charles, thanks very much.
Thank you.